Today we learned Masechta Shkalim Daf Beis. We started Masechta Shkalim today. The Mishnah at the very beginning of Shkalim talks about things that we do on the first day of Adar and things that we do on the 15th day of Adar. On the first day of Adar, we're Mashmi'in al Shkalim v'al HaKlayim. We let the announcement go out that people have to get ready to bring the Machzor Shekel. We also let the announcement go out that people have to make sure to rip up any Klayim that's growing in their fields. On the 15th day of Adar, we read the Megillah in walled cities that had a wall from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. We make sure all the roads are repaired, all the mikvaos are taken care of, we are mitzayin all the kvaros, we mark off all of the burial plots, all of the graves, and we take care of all tzarchei rabim. And not only that, but at that point, on the 15th day of Adar, we're no longer just announcing that people should take care of klayim. Beis Din actually sends out shluchim to take care of it themselves to deal with the klayim. The Gemara raises the question: why on Echad ba'Adar are we mashmi al hashkalim? What is it about Rosh Chodesh Adar that's when it's the appropriate time to let people know that they have to bring the Machzor Shekel? The Gemara says it's very simple: that on the first day of Nisan, we need to start using the new Shkalim, so we give 30 days leeway. We often have 30 days of preparation time, just like we're Shaul and Vidarshan, Bilchas Achag, Lamed Yom Kodem Achag. So we have 30 days of preparation time in advance to be able to take from the new Truma Salishka starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why does it have to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan that we take from the new money and not from the old money? So two possibilities that are brought in the Gemara. One is either that, because that's when we did it by the Mishkan, that Vayihiba and on the day that the Mishkan was erected, that's when they took the original Trumas Halishcha, so we do it that same time every year. Or we learn it from a Gzera Shava that it says Chadshe by Chodesh Nisan, and it says Chadshe in the Pasuk when it comes to Shkalim, so it must be that it's Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara then tells us that the reason we're Mashmi'in al Shkalim only in Adar Beis and not in Adar Aleph, if there is a double Adar, that we only do in the second Adar, not the first Adar, is that giving people too much warning is a bad idea. You tell somebody that there's a bill that's due in 60 days, so they file it away somewhere in the garbage can and they don't even think about it. Tell them that it's coming up sooner, then they'll think about it. So we don't want to give 60 days leeway. What about the klayim? Why do we not do the klayim on Adar Aleph? So because when it's Adar Aleph, it's so early in the season that you're not even going to be able to recognize it. The saplings and the plants are so tiny that one won't even be able to recognize the klayim. On the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara is a little bit of agadita and says that sometimes Klal Yisrael can drive you crazy. Hey, Nikra v'lo Nivas. How could you read certain some things we say about Klal Yisrael and the way we behave that should frighten us? That whenever it comes to doing something good, the Pesukim always say that the majority of Klal Yisrael, or that some segment of Klal Yisrael, is eager to go do something good. But when it comes to doing something bad, like contributing to the Egel, getting all excited to send the Meraglim, getting all anxious when the Meraglim come back, that was always all of Klal Yisrael. That all of Klal Yisrael is very eager to do. The Gemara also notes that Klal Yisrael is very generous. One way or the other, for good, for bad, you take up a collection for the Mishkan, everyone gives. Take up a collection for the Egel, everyone gives. We're very generous people, we're just not so discerning what we give to. We give to the good, we give to the bad. Then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that there are three mentions of the word Truma in Parshas Truma, and also three mentions of the word Truma in Parshas Kisisa by the Machzor Shekel. But in Parshas Truma relates to three different collections. There was the Truma for the Adonim, for the Mishkan itself, for the functioning of the Mishkan, and for the Shkalim that they use for the Karbanos HaTzibur. The Gemara then tells us that Kriyas HaMegillah is done on in a city that's supposed to do it on the 15th day of Adar. If one reads on Yud Dalit, if one reads a day early, so Rabbi Chelbo says you're Yotze, that even though the proper day is Tezvav, if you read it early, one is Yotze. And the Gemara tries to figure out whether that actually fits with our Mishnah or doesn't, seems to conclude that that can, in fact, fit with our Mishnah. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara discusses what the status of Adar Rishon is. Does it have any special status of Chodesh Adar for any halachos whatsoever? So the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is that yes, for hesped and tainus, for the fact that you're not allowed to say a hesped and you're not allowed to fast, Adar Rishon is also Adar. For all the other halachos, only Adar Beis. But for hesped and tainus, Adar Rishon is also Adar. So one opinion says that halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel, we pass that way. The other opinion says no, it's not halacha, it's hinhig, that we were nohig that way, but it's not something that we necessarily declare as the absolute halacha.